time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. We are at it. We are going strong. And it is the summer. It is hot. Actually, technically not even summer yet, but we're getting there. And guess who else is hot? Central Catholic girls tennis. Love it. Love it. They have completed a remarkable run, 19-2 coming into the tournament and finishing the job with a 14-9 win over Wellesley in the final. And we talked to their coach after the break, so stay tuned. We're not going to waste any more time. The coach of the team that brought its school its first state title in girls lacrosse, first state finals appearance in girls lacrosse, and they finished the job. We'll be right back with Coach Pino.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be a good one, a state championship coach guest, Vanessa Pino, Central Catholic Girls Lacrosse, first ever state title in program history. Congrats, coach. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm still riding the high from the state championship win for sure.
Exactly. 14-9 over Wellesley. Like, take me to that game. You know, it sounds like it was pretty intense. I mean, you know, only a five goal margin, but, you know, was it closer than it seemed?
I wouldn't say it was closer than it seemed at all. Definitely the second quarter, we said after the end of the second quarter, we definitely said Wellesley won that quarter. But quarter one, three, and four, I can confidently and humbly say we dominated for sure.
Good. Yeah. Put the icing on the cake, the number one seed, 19-2 coming in, and then you rattle off 20-4 over Bridgewater Raynham, 26 over Westford, 15-11 over MVC rival Chelmsford, 11-7 over Concord Carlisle, and then the final. So on paper, coach, the closest match was your old friends from the Merrimack Valley. Is that the case?
Yes, that's the case. And I knew if you know, the tournament was going to go as it said, if I knew we were going to make it to the finals, like the globe and everyone was projecting, I had a feeling that the closest mental toughness game was going to be Chelmsford. It is really hard to beat a team three times, especially a conference rival.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is the Final Four were the Final Four, like the top four teams, right?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I also found that the Final Eight, four of the teams were MVC teams, which made me actually really happy for our conference. And it just shows that the top four teams in the MVC are the top four teams in the MVC.
Right. Like North Andover was in the Elite Eight, losing to Lincoln Sudbury. Andover was in there, losing to AB, I think. Yep. Is that? Yeah. So it's just
Andover lost to Wellesley.
Wellesley. Got it. Yeah. They beat AB to get to Wellesley.
Yes.
But my goodness, let's talk about that. Just the MVC and how it clearly paves a path of competitiveness and gets you ready for that tournament.
Yes. I thought it was a great year for those top schools in the MVC. Obviously, we have been the team to beat the past couple of years. Chelmsford always gives us a good run. They're very gritty, and it's just kind of the rivalry at this point. But everyone has really grown as programs. Andover is really on the come up. North Andover is really on the come up as well. They have a great head coach. And Chelmsford has just always been good. Just even when I was growing up playing youth lacrosse, I always knew them as like the gritty town league. So yeah, I think it's great for the conference. It's good for us. And I hope we can only continue to grow as a conference that way.
Yeah. And this is your third year at the helm, you know, in the varsity head coach position. You've been with the program before that for a little short while there, but what's the difference, you know, quarterfinals, and then state title, you know, what, cause it's I almost feel like you're similar to the Celtics in that sense, right? Like right there. And now you're really there and you did it.
Yeah.
Although the time of this recording, we're knocking on wood here. We're hoping the Celtics get it done tonight.
I know.
But like,
I would say, my first year as a head coach, I was, you know, just kind of going through the motions as best as possible. I mean, I feel like I didn't get thrown into the fire, but it was like, we need you. We have the full confidence in you. And we know you can fulfill the roles of being a head coach. So, I mean, I was only 2 years out of being a player of being a head coach. So I kind of just ran my team as if I was a player in the sense of that way. I had immense support from, you know, athletic directors and veteran coaches there, which is really helpful. And so I figured when we went essentially undefeated that season, we had one tie against Bishop Girton. And then we made it to the Final Eight. I was like, okay, well, we clearly have some dominant athletes on this team that we can only continue to learn from year to year. So our loss against Wellesley in the Final Eight was a great loss. You know, it taught us that we have to learn how to scout and we have to learn how to game plan and learn that the tournament's a lot different than the regular season. And I know that as an athlete, but as a coaching standpoint, it's definitely a lot different. And then last year, I feel like we didn't see the best that we could have. We had a couple games where, you know, with the margin of victory, obviously that really helps in the power rankings. So if I remember correctly, we ended up seeding seventh for the tournament last year.
Yeah.
So moving forward from the season 22 on, we were just like, you know, we got to seed higher and we refused to lose in the Final Eight again. It was, we had small goals. It was, we need to push past the Final Eight. And once we made it to the Final Four this year, we're like, that's it. It's go time. And there's no turning back now. But it just came with more work on the outside from us three coaches and more work for the girls on inside practice and outside practice. And we really focused on team bonding and doing fun things outside of practice and working on the little things. And I think working on the little things really pushed us to the past the Final Eight this year.
Yeah. And did I hear that 2 years ago you lost to Wellesley in the quarterfinals? So this was a nice little payback
championship. It was. I know. And it was weird how the dates worked out because Friday this year, 2 years ago, we lost to them. So I was like, wow, everything comes full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. In 2022, did you lose to them as well in 2022? Oh, no. Sorry, 22, you lost to them. Yeah, that's right.
In 22, we lost to them. In 23, yeah. Lincoln Sudbury knocked us out in the Final Eight.
Very. So the same cast of characters, you know, coming back in those Final Eight, Final Four teams. And this time Central gets over the hump. Tell me about the captains and you know, what they brought individually and as a group.
They were the best things I could have ever asked for. My first year head coach, I had senior Grace Lydon as a captain. She was phenomenal. She really was helped me out through my first year. Second year, I had a senior captain and then Kirsten Zinter as a junior captain. So she returned as a senior captain this year, which made things really like helpful for the off season. But Kirsten was just a great hard worker, knew how to lock the girls in, knew how to have fun, had no problem, you know, speaking out and saying like, girls, like it's time to get to work. She was just the epitome of a coach's dream. Like she was just great. Abby Yefantopoulos is just, you know, the morale girl. She's the heart and the soul of the team. She was always, always working her hardest, but being cheerful and just doing the little dirty work. She was a three sport captain actually at Central this year. So she was more of like the morale, keep the morale high. And, you know, she was going after those ground balls when it's 95 degrees out and we're down by one goal. And then Nicolette Licari was obviously just a stud all around for 4 years. She was just this, the stat girl who had the stats and everyone wanted to be like her because of her stats and her work ethic and how skilled she was all over the field. So they were just a balance of perfect. I was a little nervous with three because I always felt like it was going to be two against one, but I seriously couldn't have had a better year with those three.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, as far as like, you know, offense, you know, was there someone on the team that just like totally stood out in terms of point totals, or was it a nice balance among the top five or so?
Well, Carrie Finneran is a standout athlete, three sport athlete actually. But she had the highest stats for the team. She ended up finishing the year with 105 goals just this season. Mm-hmm. And Nicolette was actually trailing right behind her. I actually can pull it up real quick, but Nicolette and Carrie were my top two scorers. And then right behind them was Kirsten, Abby, and Livy Rondo. But Nicolette ended up finishing the year with 84, 85 goals. So she also had a phenomenal year. She was up in the high 80s all 4 years, and Kerry was above 80, 90 all years too. Yeah.
Such consistency there at the top, and you're just getting those guaranteed, like, you know, 5 to 8 goals a game. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Those two you can always count on. They were always going to score, whether it be one goal or 7 goals, like they were always scoring. And then I had three. So Carrie and Nicolette were always actually scoring multiple. And then I had 3 or 4 girls that were always putting in like 1 to 4 ranging each game, which was a good balance for scouting purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about the staff now that you had coaching staff. I know there were a couple, you know, girls that were in the same graduation range as you from Central 2015.
Yeah. So Deanna is one of my classmates. She graduated with me. She was the goalie when we played. She was my friend from day one. And it was actually perfect. I had posted a Facebook status when I accepted the job. And I was like, if anyone's looking to join, and we didn't lose touch, but we just didn't talk every day like we used to. And she reached out and it was just like perfect. And she joined and we obviously rekindled our friendship and we just have worked perfect ever since. And Emily Frischone is actually a friend of mine from growing up. She's from Tewksbury and she graduated in 2016. So she joined and it was just like the three of us couldn't work better together. And it has worked out great between past friendships and past relationships, playing together, kind of having the same mojo on the field. It just really has worked out great for us.
Yeah. And how do you pronounce Deanna's last name?
Savory.
Savory. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's she from town wise?
North Andover.
North Andover. So that's like a MVC all-star crew there, all Central girls, but you being Methuen, right?
Yes. Methuen. Well, I grew up in Tewksbury, but I moved to Methuen when I graduated high school. But so Tewksbury, Methuen type, same, I guess, same thing, honestly.
Yeah. Tewksbury, Methuen, North Andover. So
yeah,
an MVC trio there for sure. Mm. But all being from Central. So, you know, when you look ahead, I mean, it's like, all right, yeah. State title. What have you done for me lately? What's going on with the 2025 crew? How is that shaping up so far? I know as a coach, you got to be thinking a little bit ahead.
I know. It's so funny. Everyone's saying, so what about next year? And I'm like, oh, I'm still thinking about Thursday night, but I think next year is also going to be a really pretty strong year for us. We have some Carrie's returning, Libby Rondo's returning. We have another midfielder returning. Our goalie is returning and my bench could have played as well. So I should be in a very comfortable spot next year as well. Same with putting in the work though. We got to still have to grind throughout the season and schedule those tough games for the margin of victory, hopefully in the power rankings and the rating and all that.
Yeah. And what's exciting about the next level for some of these seniors this year? You got some girls doing lacrosse in college.
Yeah, a lot of them were committed. Two of my defenders were committed. One's going to UNH. One's going to Bryn Mawr. I forget where town or state that's in, but that's a Division III. So great for her. Do you want names with these or are you just?
Yeah, names are awesome. Yeah.
So Delaney True is going to UNH to play. Maeve Delisle is going to Bryn Mawr. I think that's how you say it. And then Jackie Tatton is going to St. A's. Kirsten Zinter is going to UTampa. Nicolette Licari is going to URI. I think that's it. Yeah. So we had a pretty good. Oh, Gracie Ryan, she was hurt this year. She's going to Barton College. I think that's it for the senior class. I'm trying to think. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. But yeah, so we have some serious commits this year, which will be really good for the girls. And it looks good for our program, which is awesome.
But yeah.
And then one of my juniors is committed. Livy Rondo is committed to Wingate. And yeah. Carrie's in the recruiting process, waiting to find her perfect forever fit home. Yeah.
What's so unique about, you know, Central is there's a lot of girls from different cities, of course, and stuff. So how do you sort of connect with youth lacrosse in the area where there's no sort of definitive town that, like, you know, it's easy for, say, North Andover lacrosse. They're going to North Andover Youth Lacrosse to, you know, work with them as a feeder program. How does that work with, like, a school like Central?
Well, Central is very well known for their summer at Central. They do summer camps. I'm actually doing my first summer camp this summer, which I'm really excited about. But I just think Central is all about their community. And it's just so word of mouth that, you know, someone around here has a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt that went to Central and they only have such good things to say about it. So I do feel like it's word of mouth, like a neighbor went there and they loved the basketball program or they loved the lacrosse program. And yeah. So I get it. Like the town leagues are easier because they play together and they grow up together and then they play all through high school together. But I just truthfully think Central just has such an amazing rep and such publicity that people just want to join and come, and they do so many events for you to check out the school, and, you know, they're great with their social media and all that. So they're doing a great job of trying to reach every demographic, and that's what they're known for.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you know, you get the summer thing going on. How do you keep yourself busy outside of coaching this varsity lacrosse state championship team?
I know. I was saying today, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I actually went to Central this morning. So I was like, so sad. I went to go see Deanna. She actually works at the school. But I'm just going to enjoy the summer. And hopefully we have a great turnout at the summer camp. And, you know, it's grades 5 through 9. So I'm hoping that there's a lot of 8th graders that show up and seem to love the school and want to join the amazing community that Central is, and watch the film and see what I'm looking forward to next year, and just see like what I can tweak and what we can do to be better.
Yeah. And this was the first time Central went to the finals, right? As well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonderful. And it was, so obvious because the crowd turnout was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. So 1 for 1, you know, you get it done, and you have the best marketing tool of all time for the program now, a state title in hand. So
exactly. Yeah. That's
preserved. Well, congratulations, Coach Pino, and the rest of the Central girls. Thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We appreciate it. Best of luck in 2025.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was great meeting you.
Are you too, Coach? Have a good one.
You as well.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it for our final segment. Thanks to Coach Pino for that awesome interview. We're going to be short and sweet here as we close things out. Another great Valley season is in the books, and this Merrimack Valley Conference in Division I just constantly competes. You know, they may not win a state title every season, but they certainly are in the mix. You know, Sweet 16s, Final 8s, semifinals, state finals. They just get it done. It's been a pleasure to watch and cover this arena, this area. And Central Catholic just finishing the job there with an amazing, amazing effort to close things out, winning against Wellesley 14-9. And this team really only had competition until it faced Chelmsford, an MVC team, winning 15-11 in that one. Then they beat Concord Carlisle, 11-7. Those are two competitive games. And then Wellesley in the final, another competitive game. So great stuff all around. Congratulations to Central Catholic. You're one state title winner for the spring of the Merrimack Valley. And we wish everyone a great summer, but we will be here. Hot summer takes, baby. Getting a lot of those Moynihan Lumber kids in the arena here to interview with me, see where they're going to college, all that fun stuff. And in fact, we got one of them already in the books, ready for next week, and that is the female winner out of Andover, Michaela Buckley. Going to be a fun interview as we close out June next week. Everybody, stay cool, stay awesome. Thanks for joining us.